It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. This is the final week of early voting in Georgia after a big turnout Saturday and Sunday for the last early voting weekend. Brian Kemp is Georgia's Secretary of State who supervises the state's elections. He joins us now. Secretary Kemp, welcome back.
Great to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
What are, as we speak, the current numbers for early voting? Do you have any idea what the exact number is at this point?
I do. Through this point in time, we've had 1.9 million, well, almost 2 million votes. We're at 1,992,000 right now. We've had about a little over 150,000 by mail, and then over 1.8 million in-person votes. So very strong turnout. We're already ahead of the 2012 numbers, and I think there's a good chance that we may actually break our record in 2008, which, as you know, is a historic election. There was over 2.2 million votes cast early that year.
Now, earlier this week, I saw a report from NBC News which said that Georgia Republicans are leading the state's Democrats in turning out for early voting here. Now, obviously, we don't have party registration in Georgia, so I'm not quite sure what metric they were using. Is it your sense so far that more GOP voters have turned out for the early voting?
That's not something that we track in the Secretary of State's office. We kind of leave that up to the campaigns and the political pundits and consultants. But that does not surprise me. Just I've visited a lot of early voting locations around the state the last 2.5 weeks, just checking with folks, seeing how things were going, kind of getting a feel for how things are going out there. And that's the sense I get, but that's just my gut instinct. There's no science behind that.
Yeah, another way to guess would be to see if turnout is heavier in precincts that tend to vote Republican. Is that what you've seen?
Well, that's what I think people would be doing, or either tracking the actual voter to see, you know, do they normally vote in a Republican primary or a Democratic primary? And there's certainly ways for the campaigns and the state parties to do that, and I'm sure that's what them and probably the press are looking at as well. But I've also heard, you know, on the flip side of that, that Hillary Clinton was doing better in early voting from one news report. So I think it's a lot of like this election's been going. I think people don't know really what to believe, and I would just encourage them to go out and let their voice be heard.
Do we know the areas of the state where the turnout's been the heaviest?
Well, we track the, you know, who has the highest turnout, but that's normally something that is not very scientific. I mean, you would think that the largest counties would have the most votes cast, and that's what we're seeing when you think about, you know, Fulton, DeKalb, Gwinnett, Cobb, Cherokee. But the thing that's been interesting to me as I've traveled around the state and really communities outside of Atlanta is how strong the turnout has been in other parts of the state, you know, outside of the metro area.
Turning to some of the problems that have been reported, you are opening investigations into Baldwin, Clayton, Cobb, and Coweta counties because there have been complaints that an individual machine may have flipped a vote. In other words, a person votes for one candidate, the machine registers a vote for another. Last week in Bryan County, you removed a machine after a similar problem. Have you closed the investigation in Bryan County, and what are you doing in terms of the more recent complaints?
Well, just so your listeners know, we'll open a complaint about anything that we receive a complaint about. We don't really look to see if it's worthy of an investigation or not as to whether we open one or not. If somebody files a complaint with our office, we look into every single one of them. As you can imagine, some of them, there's nothing to them. Others, there are. So it's not unusual for us to open investigations in these other counties. But I will tell you that we have not had any, you know, confirmation that this is happening. This is a complaint we got, as I stated in some other press reports this morning. We have not received those same complaints from any of the counties of that happening or the election boards. I personally think a lot of this is politically motivated, just to put doubt out there. We have not seen anything unusual in this election. Our system is working well. the Bryan County instance, where we do have one confirmed instance of this happening, the situation was handled exactly like it should be. The voter contacted the poll worker. The poll worker actually helped that voter complete their vote as they wanted before they cast it on that equipment. And then that machine, out of an abundance of caution, was taken out of service. And the local elections official has told us that they did not calibrate that one machine correctly during testing. And that's what we're investigating now. We'll find out exactly what happened. So really, that's a human error. That's not vote flipping. I would tell people that that is not happening out there, despite headlines you may read in some newspaper. We did have one instance of one machine having a calibration issue, but nowhere else have we confirmed that happening. And I would remind people that having almost 2 million votes cast in Georgia, if there was some sort of problem like that, we would be flooded with calls.
Now, the U.S. Attorney's Office, though, has designated a representative to stand by to look into complaints, and Georgia Election Protection is again going to be fielding complaints if they come. And again, this year, there are going to be monitors, poll watchers from the parties and candidates, perhaps more than usual. How are you going to work with all of them? Where do you integrate with them?
Well, you know, we're not going to be working with them. We're going to make sure that they're following the rules and the laws and the procedures that we have in place in Georgia to make sure that we have a secure election. We certainly don't mind having poll watchers. That's a valuable part of the process. As far as people from Washington, D.C. coming down here to monitor our elections, you know, I'm not aware of anything to that nature other than Hancock County, where there's ongoing federal litigation, which gives them, I think, jurisdiction to do that. But I would tell Georgia voters, if you have a problem at your polling location when you go vote on Tuesday, you should contact your local poll worker or your local election superintendent. And they can help solve that problem. If they don't, and if you're not satisfied with that, I would urge them to call the Georgia Secretary of State's office Stop Voter Fraud hotline number. We've got a 1-800 number that they can call. We'll have one of our post-certified investigators monitoring that and answering that call, and we can respond to that as well, and we'll be glad to do so.
A little over 2 weeks ago, Republican candidate Donald Trump said in a tweet, "Of course there is large-scale voter fraud happening on and before Election Day. Why do Republican leaders deny what's going on? So naive." Those were his words. Do you think there's large-scale voter fraud going on in Georgia?
Well, there's definitely voter fraud that goes on, and it's definitely a serious issue and something that we take very seriously in the Georgia Secretary of State's office. I think the good thing about our state is we've had policymakers present and in the past that have passed some very good laws, and the state election board has passed very good rules to help keep our elections secure in Georgia, so we don't face a lot of the issues that some do. But we had an election a year or so ago, a local mayor's race that a Superior Court judge threw out because there was a vote buying scheme going on, and a judge saw enough evidence to overturn that race and order a new one. And that happened, you know, at the local level right in Georgia.
But is that the kind of large-scale voter fraud that Trump is talking about?
I would disagree with the you know, having seen in the past on a statewide scale some sort of large voting scheme. I wouldn't be able to speak to other states and the rest of the country, but I personally haven't seen that here, but it doesn't mean that voter fraud doesn't happen, and it's something that we keep an eye on constantly, and fortunately we do have good policies here in the state to help prevent that.
And you said in a tweet on October 19th, "Stand with me in opposition to the left's blatant attempts to disrupt Georgia elections." PolitiFact Georgia rated that statement false, saying your office could not produce any proof of any widespread conspiracy, left-wing or otherwise.
Yeah, well, you know, PolitiFact, actually, if somebody fact-checked them on that, they would get a pants on fire for that ruling, because that tweet was not even talking about voter fraud. It was talking about the ACLU weighing in and filing another lawsuit in regards to keeping voter registration open another week in the coastal counties and the rest of the state after a federal judge had already ruled on that case once. So that's what I was talking about as regards to the left disrupting an election. And they were, because we were in the middle of early voting now. The local officials on the ground did not have time to fool with that kind of stuff. They needed to be getting people through the lines in their local communities and having them cast their ballot. And that was an absolutely ridiculous lawsuit, and thankfully the judge saw through that and ruled in the state's favor.
The question, I guess, though, regarding that tweet is, because you obviously with Twitter you don't have room to specify what you're talking about, couldn't somebody just seeing that tweet feel like you were acting in a partisan way and secretaries of state are really not supposed to be doing that?
Well, I would disagree with that. I don't think anybody can point to a situation where I've acted in a partisan way when it comes to doing my job as Secretary of State. But as a statewide elected official, we deal with partisan issues all the time, and we're dealing with them right now. Every one of these lawsuits that we're seeing from these left-leaning groups are politically motivated. Therefore, myself, as a statewide elected official, has responded to those in a way that sometimes does have a partisan tone to it. That's not, my staff doing that. That's not our elections officials doing that. That's me as a statewide elected official really pushing back on people that are trying to disrupt the process, and that's exactly what they're doing. We've been dealing with these groups for months and months and months on all these issues, and it's not by coincidence that they decide to file the lawsuits 2 or 3 weeks before the election and start getting the Washington Post to run stories about we got all these voter registrations that, we never processed, even though it's not the Secretary of State's office, it's the county elections officials that process voter registration forms, and they have processed all of them. And if they would bother to talk to those county people, they'd realize that some of them they couldn't process because they had Alabama addresses or had, a last name and no first name, no address, and nothing else. I mean, we can't even try to contact, or they can't even try to contact that voter that's trying to register, if there even is one. And we've also had issues of these groups, registering dead people. So, they are disrupting the process in that regard.
But back to that lawsuit, though, the timing of that was more driven by Hurricane Matthew than anything else. And in Florida, in similar conditions, a judge allowed the extension of voting, early voting periods. So
that's true, Dennis, but I think keep in mind that this same judge had already ruled in that case to allow the Chatham County to stay open an extra week, had already ruled not to open the other counties because they were open the last day of the voter registration period. The mail was running down there. The plaintiff in one of those cases that they had was a high school student. That person could have literally registered at the high school that day. And this group still came back and took our time, took the state's resources to try to press to open the voter registration up statewide, mind you, statewide for an extra week. That is in violation of Georgia state law. I mean, I don't even have the authority to extend the deadline, and this judge actually threw that out. So, I think my tweet was right on. They are trying to literally disrupt the process, and they did, having to put us through that when we had better things to be doing here a couple of weeks before the election when early voting was going on.
So you can say to people, even though I am elected as a Republican, I have not tried to put my thumb on the scale in any way for Republican candidates or the GOP in general.
Well, as a voter myself and as an American and as a Republican, sure, I've supported different candidates over the years, which I certainly have the right to do, just like other elected officials do. But I think if you look at the Secretary of State's office and the Elections Division, they're doing their job. They're following the law as I am. And I don't think anybody can point to things where we're not doing that. All these people that are complaining about, we're trying to suppress the vote and to suppress minority voting, they never mentioned that I'm the one that pushed online voter registration in our state where you can literally register to vote 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never mentioned that we have a student ambassadors program where we have high school seniors, juniors, and sophomores promoting voter registration in over 100 high schools now. We have 800 kids involved in that program many of those are predominantly minority schools. You know, we introduced foreign language videos this year where I took a lot of heat from some on the right about, you know, helping educate citizens who are registered to vote that don't speak good English understand the process in elections. So, you know, I would disagree with that. I'm not normally one to do that, but when they push hard on me, I'm going to push back because I have a job to do, and I feel like I owe it to the citizens of the state to let them hear both sides of that argument.
Republican Brian Kemp is Georgia's Secretary of State. Mr. Secretary, thanks very much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.